You know, I think there was some question in the last federal election, the fact that Lake Richards of the Conservatives didn't show up for our local forums. I was kind of wondering, would that actually affect the broader electorate here, or is that just more for people who actually show up to forums? You know, the people who are already kind of hyper-engaged in the process. I don't know what it was, but polling results, we've got some numbers here, and they're in the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week. Really interesting to see that if our riding had just been Banff and Canmore, we would have had a completely different result.
I think that speaks to the confidence that our incumbent had in not showing up to the forums at this end of the riding. Airdrie is definitely a Conservative stronghold, and definitely a lot of long memories about the former Prime Minister Trudeau
and the National Energy Program.
But yeah, definitely the polls in the Bow Valley were very strong for Liberal Marlo Reynolds. That's something that he worked really hard on. What they were really struggling with, though, was making those connections in Cochrane and Airdrie. And there will be another election, so that progress might be made depending on what we see out of Ottawa and a Liberal government.
And who knows? I mean, maybe Blake Richards will kind of realize the polling numbers here and try to make some inroads with our community. Just looking at the numbers here, Marlo Reynolds getting 55% of the popular vote in Banff, about 54% in Canmore compared to Mr. Richards and his 25% and 31% respectively. Those are pretty solid numbers and much different than the overall riding result, which I find quite interesting. It's a very diverse riding. That just proves it. Sandwiched right in the middle of that riding is the area of Morley, and there was a lot of reports of First Nation communities all across Canada having record voter turnouts. Morley was no different.
A 210% increase at the polls. And there were reports of long lineups. There were reports that additional ballots had to be brought in. I really liked to see our First Nations engaged in the federal election. And I think federal politics is where we as a nation can address our Aboriginal communities and work together to deal with some major social issues, economic issues that exist. And that is a human rights embarrassment for us around the world.
One of the first orders of business of the new Liberal government, they're saying they're going to call an inquiry into the missing and murdered Aboriginal women. And I think the callousness that the Conservatives display towards that kind of inquiry was a stark contrast to what the other parties were saying.
And also the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And there are serious sociological issues that are carried generation to generation because of the abuses suffered at the hands of our government.
Let's hope we're turning a page here.